This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, happy day. Happy day. The Steelers are in the playoffs. The Steelers have made it to the playoffs after a season it has been. And good morning. Happy to be here with you to talk about it, to react to it. The Steelers won on Saturday. The Jaguars lost on Sunday. And a determining factor, the Bills beat the Miami Dolphins last night. And so now the Steelers play the Bills on Super Wild Card Weekend. So many things to unwrap this morning. Happy to be here with you. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's presented by CGR Wholesale, where the average Joe can buy like a pro. This is an interesting, so many stories to come out of this weekend, so many things to talk about, so many angles to go at here. This has been quite a weekend, quite a season, and let's talk about it. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. You can get a phone line. You can talk to me over the phone. You can talk to me on X if you'd like, at Callis_33. That's Callis_33. You can make some comments toward me, and I'll respond to them if they are stimulating enough. But again, give me a call as well, 412-928-9370. That's the phone number you can reach me at. So, I mean, there's so many things to address this morning. So many things, like I've been saying, we can go over. The Steelers are in the playoffs with a 10-7 record after a season where they had three quarterbacks start. They fired Matt Canada, where Mike Tomlin may have been the closest he's been ever to being a complete and total enemy of the fans. TJ Watt did the opposite thing that he did from last season. He stayed healthy through the majority of the regular season and got hurt at the end and will miss at least one playoff game, potentially two as well. It's a grade 2 MCL sprain that he suffered, so that's not great. Apparently it's the best case scenario that could have come out of that, though, because anything worse may have sidelined him for a month. Or even worse, could have taken him out for part of the next season. But glad that stuff didn't happen. A grade 2 sprain on his MCL. So, yeah, that's among the better cases that could have happened there. It's been a weird season. I think we all can acknowledge that. It's been a unique season, not just for the Steelers either. And then here's the other angle of that. The rest of the NFL is not necessarily glowing either. This is a season now that where maybe I can reflect on it a little bit more now that the standings are finalized. My goal still stands. The Steelers must beat the Bills, and they can beat the Bills. There is no doubt about that. The Bills' run defense struggles, and the Steelers have two definitely above average, at least, running backs at their disposal. The Steelers got to beat the Bills. That's it. That's the end of story. If they don't do that, I'm still going to be disappointed. I don't know. I mean, it's odd. I'm trying to grapple with my thoughts here because it doesn't seem now. It depends how they do in the game, and everything's going to depend on how this game goes, which is why I don't want to give too many like tough opinions now about firing Tomlin or any of that. I don't want to. It's not fun to do that. And they're one win away from me from being secure. Like, all right, Tomlin's fine as long as Mason Rudolph stays the quarterback if he indeed performs well. It's another thing we got to talk about too is Mason Rudolph's performance stimulating enough for you? Was it satisfactory enough for you based on the conditions and the opponent? Call me 412-928-9370. I'm just spouting out thoughts this morning. Because I'm excited. Playoff football is always fun. Last season, I remember I was working the weekend where they lost, or no, where they won in the final week of the season, but then the Dolphins beat the Jets to make the playoffs, so that was depressing, and now it's nice to know that we're going to have playoff football in a game where it's not like the Chiefs where you felt pessimism in total. This is now a situation where the Steelers, like they could beat the Bills. Like, it's not impossible. It doesn't feel like that tall of a task. I mean, they can't take them lightly. That's something that we learned this season. Don't take opponents lightly. But it's possible. It's possible and it's realistic. And I think that level of optimism, well, just it's kind of swaying my mood. Am I drinking the Kool-Aid again? Maybe. Kool-Aid tastes good sometimes. May have ill effects afterwards, but yeah. But a weird season it's been this year in the NFL. You got the Bills at 11-6 and the Dolphins at 11-6. I don't think too many anticipated the Dolphins would do that well. The Patriots won 4 games. I think that's a slight shock. I mean, Bill Belichick may be over the hill, but you know that's still a shock. You thought he wasn't that far over the hill, and now there's speculation about him not being New England's head coach anymore. The Chiefs, who struggled mightily this season, ended up winning their final 2 games of the year to go to 11-6. That's not too surprising, but it's interesting. It's some of the games that they lost this year. Then the Raiders at 8-9, and you know that division's just kind of rough. For the first time since 1935, I'm hearing all the teams in one NFL division have not finished over 500. That happened this year. The AFC North, most competitive division in the league. Happy to say that. Happy to say that that's how this turned out. Every team in the AFC North finished over 500. 3 teams made the playoffs from the AFC North. Love to see that. And then in the AFC South, the Texans 10-7. An emerging CJ Stroud has carried them into the playoffs. And then the Jaguars at 9-8. That was shocking. I mean, they lost a big chunk of games to end their season, and that cost them. And then the Indianapolis Colts lost Anthony Richardson coming out of nowhere to compete for a playoff spot. So I look at that too, and I look at the entire NFL, and I'm not even going to go into the NFC because some of those teams are rough. But the AFC, which was assessed as being very competitive before the season even started, it did indeed turn out competitive, and it was weird. Like, a lot of things you didn't expect to happen ended up happening. And the AFC North was a shock just because we knew every team was going to be competitive, and you figured the Bengals may come out on top, and they didn't. And they lost Joe Burrow, but they also didn't do badly with Jake Browning in there. And then the Houston Texans emerging. That wasn't expected to happen. The Jaguars were the team to fear this year. The Chiefs, you expected them to win, but you expected them to be more dominant this year, I think, than they were. And, you know, the Bills winning the division in the AFC East isn't too surprising, but watching the Patriots crumble as they did, I think, was a little bit shocking for all of us. So as I use those gauges to kind of assess how I feel about Mike Tomlin, not that he gets a pass for the season because I do want serious change, but looking at it from the entire league's perspective, like all of the struggles that have happened throughout the league, all of just the bad things that could happen to every team, the Steelers had a pitiful three-game losing streak down the stretch here. But they're in the playoffs. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they are not. And Trevor Lawrence can take his terrible towel comments back home with him. I heard about that as well. Disrespecting the terrible towel does not seem to have gone well for people in history. The Bengals, a team that had so many high hopes, not in the playoffs. They struggled too much too early on. The Los Angeles Chargers had a lot of promise. They finished 5-12. So, I mean, the Denver Broncos too and the Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, all of these teams that seemed to have promise, that could have made the playoffs, that made the AFC competitive, they're not there and the Steelers are. I wish the Steelers would have done better. I think maybe a higher seed would have been more favorable, but they're in and they've got a team that they can beat. They can beat the Bills. This isn't an open and shut case, like I said. And with all of those factors in mind, I'm going to relax a little bit on scrutiny of Mike Tomlin. They must win this game, though, this coming weekend. They must. If they don't, I will be disappointed. If they don't, I will have to assess my feelings at the time. 412-928-9370. We got callers on the line. We'll take those now. Start with this person. Good morning. What's your name?
Hi. Good morning. This name, it's Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling great. What's on your mind, Mike?
Okay. I'm feeling very comfortable. By the way, it was a heck of a win yesterday. I feel very comfortable. Once Mike Tomlin establishes the starting quarterback, whether it's Pickens or Rudolph, for the rest of the playoffs or even next year, I'm very comfortable with the fact that now we have two legitimate quarterbacks that can win the game for you. We don't have to rely on Trubisky. I still have faith. I still have faith on Pickens.
Pickett.
Only because when he first started in the season, I don't think the offensive line was as good. The receivers, their attitudes was in a lot of turmoil, and the running backs weren't doing as well. Plus, you had Canada. So in all due respect for Kenny, I think he did a great job until he got hurt. But now we got Rudolph to back him up. If Kenny goes down again, Rudolph is more than capable of taking this team to the playoffs again next year. So what's your thoughts on that?
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I like Rudolph a little more now. I think Kenny Pickett, I'll agree with you. I mean, hypotheticals are difficult to have certainty on. But Kenny Pickett in games was not winning the games securely, and Mason Rudolph is. Now, whether that was Matt Canada's influence or anybody else's influence, that's whatever it's going to be. I still think that they should compete, but I give the favor to Rudolph in this situation because he's done so well. And, I agree with your other points, too. The running game's gotten stronger, and the O-line seems to have gotten stronger, and maybe that's, again, more influence on the fact that Matt Canada isn't around anymore. Maybe there are other factors that we don't know about, but, yeah, definitely those have gotten better. Quarterback situation is going to be interesting. I'll talk more in depth about that a little later on in this show. And even if I don't get to it too thoroughly, you know, Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson are going to talk about that later on in the Fan Morning Show. But we got another caller at 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, Harry. It's Dan from Imperial. How you doing, buddy?
I'm feeling great. What's on your mind?
It is a beautiful morning in Pittsburgh. Yes. I just want to say, I'm going to state the obvious, say that if the weather, you know, barring the weather situation, if Mason Rudolph could perform like that, I probably would have been a little upset with the performance. Actually, I was still screaming at my TV, regardless of the fact that, with the weather, I wasn't being very understanding.
Right.
But because of the weather conditions, I think Mason Rudolph did fine. I don't know if it was just me, but it looked like the Steelers had Vaseline all over their footballs.
That's what happens when it rains.
Yes, yes. So, you know, like I said, with the weather perform with the weather the way it was, I think Mason Rudolph performed fine. I think that going into Buffalo, as long as the weather is okay, we should be okay.
Thanks for the call, Dan. I appreciate it. There you go. Optimism. Optimism from two callers. You can get a line 241-2928-9370. I'll talk about that a little bit coming up next here. But yeah, the weather played a factor, and it gave me shades of that game against the Detroit Lions 2 years ago when Ben was out on short notice and Mason Rudolph was in there, and he seemed less prepared in that game. But I think that Mason Rudolph struggles when the weather is poor, which is forgivable. It's not easy to play sports in the rain, any sport at all. So just adds another factor. So the ball slipping is forgivable. Jaylen Warren fumbling the ball, I'll say, is forgivable. And it's easy to forgive when they won the game and they're in the playoffs. It's easy to forgive things. But yeah, that kind of thing happens when the weather is poor. So my opinion is that I think he's fine. I think that it was the weather that was impacting him. I think that he still has the potential to do fine coming up here as the playoffs begin. I'm sure, as long as the weather's fine, he'll do well against Buffalo. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. My name is Nicholas Arikalas. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. More reaction to the Steelers winning over the weekend and making the playoffs here on 93.7 The Fan. I'll be right back. Take your calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 starts with great incentives on the Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, and Silverado. Go to sunchevy.com today. High of 40, low of 30, mostly overcast skies, and then tomorrow it's supposed to rain. 90% chance with a high of 48. And a low of 33. That's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Arikalas. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. And we're reacting this morning. React! The Steelers are going to the playoffs. They're playing the Bills on Super Wild Card Weekend. The Bills are the 2 seed. The Steelers are the 7 seed. But the Steelers are in the dance after winning 10 games this season. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. You can also talk to me on X at Callas_33. That's Callas. _33. We got a caller on the line right now at 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ben. I'm calling from Butler.
All right, Ben, what's on your mind?
I'm calling because I'm everybody that's being so critical about the game that Mason Rudolph threw on Saturday. I get he only had 152 yards, but does everybody realize that he was 18 of 20?
Hey, it's true. Yeah.
It's a 90% completion percentage.
Yeah. All right, yeah, Ben, hey, thanks. I appreciate the call. Yeah, no, I mean, I maintain this, and we'll talk about this as well right now. That's what I want to talk about is the quarterback situation. Mason Rudolph did a fine job. I think that in terms of the weather factor that went on in that game, all the weather that happened, all the rain in Baltimore. I think that Mason Rudolph did a fine job. I think that in order for the Steelers to succeed or have more of a, you know, solidified chance of success, that he's got to play better in those weather conditions. But I can't fault him for that, because it is an incredibly difficult thing when a bunch of big men are rushing you, that you're trying to hold on to a football that's glossed in rain, you know, and try to throw it. It's difficult. But some of the plays that he ended up making in that game as well, I think were impressive. A couple of those throws that he made, and he made throws when it mattered, and the Steelers' defense was good enough in those conditions to keep them in the game and set them up for success. So I'm not disappointed at all in Mason Rudolph's performance, and I still have confidence in him. I know that there were some comparisons made to Josh Dobbs with Mason Rudolph. I don't think that this is that scenario quite yet. I think that it's possible that it could be. I mean, Mason Rudolph may fall off here at some point, but right now I have confidence in him. And the fact that they played through the rain and they were still able to win, and Mason Rudolph gave the performance that he did, I still have confidence in him. It's fine. He did enough to win them the game, and the entire team did enough for them to win a rainy game on the road in Baltimore. So I still have confidence in Mason Rudolph. I would still start him, and I would start him until he loses his hot hand. I'm not going back to Kenny Pickett in this situation. And that's no offense to Pickett, and I think that he's a little more of a gray area than many fans are making him out to be. Kenny Pickett, like, I think that, yes, there is a world where he could succeed without Matt Canada as the offensive coordinator, but the bottom line is that fate has fallen to where Kenny Pickett was not consistently starting with Matt Canada, not leading the offense, and Mason Rudolph did. And Mason Rudolph put up consecutive 30-point performances, and then won three games in a row as starter. I think that that's tough. It's tough. It's tough for Kenny Pickett. It's just tough circumstances. But Mason Rudolph, I choose him all the way, because he hasn't done anything that would make me lose confidence in his play right now. 412-928-9370. A couple more callers on the line. Let's go with this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, sir. My name is KP. I'm calling from Bellevue.
Hello. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to kind of touch on the quarterback situation with Mason, Mitch, and Kenny. To be honest with you, Mason couldn't have played a better game this weekend. You think about it, he was 16 for 18. He had zero turnovers, and he threw a touchdown. If you'd have had Kenny or Mitch in there, I guarantee you after that one fumble on that handoff or Harris, whoever it was, they would have still been handing the ball off with one hand. If you notice, Mason's veteran know-how and savvy kicked in when he started handing the ball off with two hands. That, to me, shows that Kenny is definitely the wrong guy for the job. He would not have known to make that same-day adjustment on the fly in that regard.
Yeah, KP, I appreciate the call. I'm sorry, I'm running into a break here. But, no, I agree with you. I noticed that Mason Rudolph, in the first game that he played this season as starter, he was faking really well to running backs as well. I think that he does a lot of little things well, and I think that goes a long way. He does a lot of the routine things well. He fakes well, and then a game in the rain, if he has two hands on the football, of course, that's desirable. You want to protect the football in those slippery situations. That sentence didn't come out right. You want to protect the football in slippery situations in a game where it's raining. So, yeah, Mason Rudolph does a lot of little things right, and that's definitely noticeable. And so, KP, I agree with you on that note.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.